I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1030, Singing on Your Way to Church. I've helped raise three young kids and get them all ready for church on Sunday. Well, actually, honestly, most of the time, that duty fell to Jane. Because as a pastor, I was at the church building long before my family would arrive. So God bless you, Jane. But I do know that it can be a struggle to get everyone up and bathed and fed and dressed and out the door and ready for worship when you get there. Maybe it would help if we started singing on our way to church. As you know, I call this podcast T2G because Jesus said of all the commandments, there are two that are the greatest. They're connected. It's about loving God and then loving others as we love God. And so loving also involves preparing to worship before we ever get to the building where we do the public worship. There's a special grouping of psalms in the Psalter. They're called the Songs of Ascent. They're Psalms 120 through 134. Now, there are different scholarly interpretations for what these psalms meant and how they were used in the Hebrew hymn book. What we know is that the Hebrew word for ascent relates to the verb that means to go up. And since the temple in Jerusalem was geographically up on a hillside in the southern central mountain range of Israel, one interpretation is that these were sung as people around Jerusalem made their way from their homes up to Temple Mount. Another possibility revolves around Ezra. In Ezra 7:9, Ezra refers to his journey from Babylon to Jerusalem, and he uses the Hebrew word here for ascent. So this interpretation is that the term recalls the return of captives from exile in Babylon back home to Jerusalem. But the most common view is that pilgrims from all over Israel would sing these particular psalms as they journeyed from their homes to Jerusalem for one of the three annual agricultural festivals. They would sing their hearts out in joyful anticipation of the festivals that were to come when they would finally arrive in the holy city. Here's another cool detail. The Hebrew word ascents can also mean steps, and it was used by Ezekiel to refer to the temple staircase. It's possible that the Levites at the Festival of Tabernacles would sing these 15 psalms as they stood on the 15 steps leading to the main court in the second temple. So up on one step, sing Psalm 120. The next one, Psalm 121, and so forth, all the way into the temple. I've stood on those uncovered first century steps, and it gives you goosebumps to imagine the kind of history and worship we're talking about today. The point is, they sang on the way to church, if you will. They sang to express a longing and anticipation for worship of the one true God with others who love God too. And I would love, love, love for us to be more intentional in longing for and looking forward to and preparing our hearts for public worship with the people of God week after week. So here's my great question. What do you do, if anything, to prepare your heart for public worship? Let's let one of their prayers, a prayer that they would have sung on the way to the temple, be our prayer today. We're going to use Psalm 131. It goes like this. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me. Surely I have composed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child rest against his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1031. In the meantime, maybe it could be a new tradition for you and your family. Instead of mindlessly driving to church or fighting all the way to church, why don't you sing your way there? Now, that could mean playing worship music on the radio or however you stream your music. It could mean reading one of the Psalms of Ascent. You could pick 120 the first week and 121 the second week. You got 15 weeks. Or maybe you would just plain old sing a praise chorus as you start the car and begin down the road. I don't know about you, but I kind of like the idea of singing on the way to church.